Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, the Michigan Insider, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. It's Michigan, Michigan State Week. Ballas, he hasn't slept. He looks like Lloyd Bridges in Airplane. He's just keeping it going in the Wolverine control tower. How you doing, my friend?
I picked the wrong week to stop. You know what? You know?
You know,
whatever Lloyd would have said.
No, you picked the wrong week to stop rooting for blue.
Yeah, there you go. And by the way, God says free will, buddy. You can do whatever you want to with your 3.5 hours on Sunday, so don't blame him. That's
who are you?
Brother.
Are you Pope Ballas now?
Exactly. I've delivered a message. That's all I
Thank
got to
you.
Say.
Oh. Let me get this straight. We've gone from the Tullymore football summits to now you're a messenger of God. Okay.
You got it.
I get it.
Yep.
I get Michigan 7-0 and number 6 in the country, but now that's elevated you to a messenger of God.
You got it, buddy. I'm just trying to help.
I'm still trying to figure out this game, dude. It's a tough one, and for the teams to be number 6 and 7 in America and both undefeated, I'm waiting for a late storyline that piques my interest, and I still go back to the quarterbacks, and I look at Thorne and McNamara, and the game is right there.
Yeah, and the big concern, if you're a Michigan fan, is you look what Rocky Lombardi did against pretty much the same corners last year, and we can talk about getting to the passer and everything else, and I think Michigan's defensive line will do that, but when you're throwing up those jump balls and you're getting your guys are coming down with them no matter what, I know they'll be playing more zone, but there are going to be times when they're matched up with Jaden Naylor, and they're going to have to do a better job than they did last year, for sure. Vince Gray, who said earlier this week, Michigan's cornerback, he said we weren't ready to play last year, which was obvious to just about everybody. DJ Turner emerging at corner, I thought, was a big development last week for Michigan. He looked outstanding, and they need somebody to emerge that's better than average, which is what Jamon Green and Vince Gray were, so I think that'll help. But it's going to come down to big plays. Michigan State always seems to break a couple when they win this game, and at least a couple. And there have been teams like Nebraska and Northwestern that have had some big ones against this Michigan defense. So to me, that's going to be the key. This is by far, in my opinion, the most balanced offense they've faced all year, and they are going to have to put some points on the board. Now we're going to see if they're going to try to control the game with some ball control, with the running game, and if they can do that, it's going to be easier for them. But don't give up the big plays, and I think you'll be okay. Michigan State has not been good on third down this year, other than when they get the big plays. But so many things to watch, and I think by the first quarter tomorrow, or I'm sorry, on Saturday, we're going to have a pretty good idea where this game is headed in terms of who's owning the trenches and how it's going to go.
All right, so speaking of hypothetically how it's going Saturday, it's midway second quarter. It's 14-0 Michigan State, and McNamara isn't throwing the ball well. What happens?
Yeah, fair question. I think you'll see McCarthy get some time regardless. From what we've heard, that has become a cutthroat competition in practice. These guys are getting after each other. Now, they're good teammates in that quarterback room, as the coaches said earlier this week. Jim Harbaugh said that's a big part of our success, is that these guys are encouraging of each other. They both want to play, clearly, but they really are getting after it. So there's no question McCarthy's the future. But I go back to 1999, and we've talked about this, when they put in Drew Henson for the second half of that Michigan State game. He throws a pick, Michigan State scores, they're behind the eight ball, and Tom Brady leads him back. There's no Tom Brady on this roster. There's no Drew Henson on this roster yet. I think J.J. McCarthy has a chance to be a really good quarterback, but I don't think he's ready for that situation yet, and I think putting him in that situation would be a recipe for disaster, kind of a panic move. But you get down maybe three scores, then you get and you have to throw the ball, then seriously, that's about the time, in my opinion, that you put McCarthy in there and see what he can do, because at that point, you're going to need a gift to come back.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, the Michigan Insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Well, what team has a better chance of blowing out the other, Michigan or Michigan State?
That's a tough one. I don't see a blowout happening. That's a tough one to predict. I think if Michigan State gets it going with the big plays, if Michigan's cornerbacks have a problem and then it snowballs and they don't react well to the crowd, then I'd guess Michigan State. So at the same time, if Michigan's running game, they're averaging 250 yards a game, and it's not a fluke, and they've played better defenses than the one they're going to face on Saturday. I'm not saying Michigan State's defense is bad, but I don't think they're Wisconsin, and we saw Michigan put up 31-38 points on them. So I could see that one going either way, Bill. I know it's kind kind of a cop-out, but I don't expect it. I think this is going to be probably within a touchdown either way, and it's going to be turnovers and or big plays that make the difference.
So, Chris, it's Saturday morning. It's 11:30. You're settling in your spot there at Spartan Stadium, getting ready to watch the game and follow it and cover it and post-game press conferences and everything and analysis for the Wolverine.com. Once you arrive at that stadium, what's your biggest worry about Michigan going home with a loss?
The big plays in the passing game, like we just talked about. If those corners get beat on double moves, if Naylor goes off and has a huge game, or if some of that screen pass stuff that has worked against them and those linebackers, Nebraska did it, Northwestern did it, and I think that is something that they've had 2 weeks to scheme, where you can kind of search for tendencies and who to pick on, and Mark D'Antonio was an expert at that. He would pull one out at the right time all the time, and I'm guessing that there's some of that same personnel there and some of that same desire to watch Michigan film all year round. This is the Super Bowl for them. So that to me would be the big thing, and how Michigan responds to that. So that and the passing game. If Michigan can't get anything going in the vertical passing game, it could be a long day.
Who's a off the radar potential game MVP for Michigan that nobody is talking about right now? And maybe they haven't said a lot about all season long.
Wow, that's a tough one. Maybe in the tight end game, maybe Eric All. Maybe they find a way to get him involved because he can be a vertical threat, and we've seen it. Now that he's catching the ball, he's had some issues, clearly. But if they go tight end and they try to expose some of Michigan State's lack of speed at the linebacker position, not all their linebackers, but I could see maybe Eric All sneaking in there. He had a great game last game, was targeted about 6 or 7 times, had 5 catches. But they've used him vertically at times, and we've heard in practice as well. That's a guy, to me, that would be kind of one of those out-of-the-blue type of things that that you could see happening.
Michigan defense, ultra-aggressive. Do they sit back? Is it a wait-and-see? Out of the gate, are they getting after Thorne, trying to create havoc? What do you think McDonald is dialing up for that game to start?
Yeah, I think it's going to probably be a mixture like we've seen all year. I think you're going to try to rely on your ends initially. I would expect Michigan State to give Aiden Hutchinson some more attention. And he's been absolutely dominant with his bull rushes this year. He was probably at about 5 or 6 pressures and was held 4 or 5 times. Jim Harbaugh talked about that Monday. You know, you hope you get a fair shake if you're that kid because he's just not getting the calls that he should be. And that's kind of an equalizer. So I would expect that to happen. I would expect they'll pick their times to bring pressure. Again, they've been beaten on the screen passes a few times when they got too aggressive. I thought McDonald made a nice adjustment in the second half of that Northwestern game when they tried to go back to it a couple of times and he sat back a little bit. So to me, it's going to be more of the same, but they aren't going to change it up too much. I know that they spent a good portion of their bye week scouting Michigan State in addition to Northwestern, so I think they'll have some things up their sleeve, but can't be too aggressive either because Peyton Thorne's averaging, I think, 8 yards a carry, and he's been doing a good job getting out of pressure and making some things happen with his feet, so got to protect those rush lanes as well.
And speaking of rushing, do you think Michigan sat on their playbook, the Northwestern game, not wanting to show some things that they may do in the Michigan State game? Is that why there was so much running the football?
I think it's who they are, right? And yeah. Josh Gattis has said that we've seen it all year. He's like, well, you know, he said, why would we be stupid enough to change it up if we're, you know, getting 6-7 yards a carry? Now, they weren't the entire game. They were in a lot of third down situations, but third and shorts and third and mediums is really Cade McNamara's strength. Michigan's 46% on third down. And we were watching that game again the other day, and he had about 3 or 4 in a row where he converted 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5 with those little sideline passes, those little flares. So to me, that's going to be their formula for success. They'll take some shots. He needs to be better with the deep ball, clearly. He wasn't putting it where it needed to be when he had one-on-one coverage. Everybody talks about receivers making plays on 50-50 balls, but he wasn't giving them chances. So Michigan State's pass defense isn't great. I think that's an area, if Roman Wilson or Cornelius Johnson can get open, that they can have some success, but the ball's got to be in the right spot.
You can follow everything leading up to Michigan State postgame and afterwards if you're on the Michigan side at thewolverine.com. And also Chris Ballas and Doug Skeen break down Michigan football with the Michigan Football Podcast at thewolverine.com. Chris, we'll bring you back on Friday. to get your final prediction on the Wolverines and the Spartans.
Sounds great. Can't wait, Bill. Thanks.
All right, Chris Bell is joining us on the Meyer Guest Line, and Meyer proud to be longtime partners with both Michigan and Michigan State University Athletics.